James Craig McIsaac, 38, has been sentenced to 8 years in prison after pleading guilty to charges related to a shooting at a Surrey drop-in center in 2022 and later threatening a constable during a roadside sobriety check. McIsaac's remaining sentence actually works out to 5 years and 114 days after Surrey Provincial Court Judge Mark Jette gave him credit for time served. He pleaded guilty to aggravated assault, firing a prohibited or restricted handgun for the January 19, 2022 shooting and threatening the police officer during an attempted arrest on January 29, 2022. He was originally charged with 9 counts, including attempted murder. The Crown sought a sentence of 8 to 10 years in prison and the defense argued for 5 to 7 years. The court heard that McIsaac exited a car, walked up to the front door of the drop-in center, a warming place for homeless people at King George Boulevard and 107th Avenue, and shot a man who came to the door, with the bullet grazing the victim before hitting a woman who was sitting inside. Not realizing she'd been shot, the woman called 911 and spoke to dispatch. It was 3:15 a.m. She felt a warm liquid on her back, put her hand up the back of her shirt, and saw that there was blood on her hand, Jette noted in his reasons for sentence. Both were taken to hospital by ambulance. The woman needed stitches to close an entrance wound near the front of her armpit and exit wound on her back. A small bone between her shoulders was shattered, the judge noted. The man sustained an abrasion across his nose that ran diagonally across the left side of his face with a much larger abrasion-like injury on the left side of his neck below his ear. The court heard McIsaac has an extensive criminal record including convictions related to firearms and violence. He jogged back to the sedan and as it took off, Jette noted, someone came out of the general area of the warming center, pointed a long gun or shotgun towards the car, and fired 2 shots. That person has not been identified. On January 29, 2022, police in Surrey doing a roadside check stopped a taxi, spotted McIsaac in the backseat and recognized him from a press release concerning a warrant for his arrest. McIsaac bailed out, tripped and fell, got up again and with arms and hands held out as he ran off yelled, "I will shoot you," at the constable. His defense lawyer told the judge McIsaac had witnessed a shooting days prior and on the night of this shooting before the court he'd gone to the warming center to buy drugs. He looked through the window when he arrived in the area of the front door, thought he saw the shooter from the earlier incident, and fired out of fear, Jette recounted. He does not say that this person was armed, or that he fired in self-defense. Counsel submits that this version of the event is mitigating, and reduces Mr. McIsaac's moral blameworthiness, at least to some extent. Even taking Mr. McIsaac's explanation into account, I find it does not reduce his moral culpability, Jette decided. On his version, 2 innocent bystanders were shot, not 1. I am not sure how that helps him. It certainly does not render his conduct any less serious or dangerous. At best, the judge said, McIsaac can say he didn't have a settled plan to shoot anyone. But he did arrive there with a loaded handgun. Then he used it.